All right, so submit. I'm not that word submit, because if you don't submit, if you don't desire, if you don't want to do it, see, God can't use you. Amen. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. Be not conformed, but be transformed. Offer your bodies a living sacrifice. Look unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of my faith. And I can go on and on. Amen. You got to want to. You got to desire. You got to have a commitment. I sent you out a little thing, I believe, on Friday, Rules for Living. And one part of that is that find a time whereby you can open up your book and have a little private time with God. Amen. Did y'all get that in an email? Did you get that on an email? Amen. That is that each day you control your day. That is that you can control your day, where you have a spiritual day, where you're going to have a carnal day. Amen. But it all begins with an act of submission. That is, you go back and see that verse number four, whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. How many times I'm telling y'all, listen to me. Me and my wife were talking about this the other day. You cannot be a faithful Christian and love the world. You got to decide who your friends is, who you hang out with. A problem with a lot of us, we still hang with the world Monday through Saturday, and then we get to Sunday, we want to be spiritual. You can't hang with darkness all week and then expect to walk in the light on the first day of the week. The Bible says, come ye out from among them. You the mark, 2 Corinthians 16:19. You got to come ye out from among them. Be ye separate, said the Lord. Touch not, take not, handle not. Because you cannot be a friend of the world and a friend of God. See? And you can't submit. Because, see, there's something always going to be pulling at you. Do you realize what we are reading here in chapter 4, verse 1? See, war, fightings among you. See, they come because you lust, you have not. See, you have a desire for lust, and that's there. Because number one, you have not, I am not totally committed unto God. Amen. That's a strong word. That's a strong word. Desire. Submission is a strong word. And you know what about submission? See, it'll tell on you. Eventually, you'll play with God so long. See, what you sow, you're going to reap it. And sooner or later, it's going to come back. It'll hit you right in the head. Because you know why? The Bible said God will not be mocked. But what's in you going to come out. See, what's in you going to come out. The way we talk, the way we walk, the way we dress, the way we live. Ain't nothing but a mind thing. See, once you begin to put it in, and once you begin to be transformed and not conformed, bro, a change going to happen. I don't care how bad you were all week. God's grace is still sufficient. God still would give you a second, a third, a fourth time to straighten your life out. But, brethren, you got to be willing to submit. See, sometimes people say, well, I've been this way for 30 or 40 years. It makes no difference how long you've been that way. It makes no difference what you've done all last week. The Bible said, forget those things and press on toward the mark. But, brethren, you got to have that submission mind. You got to come in here today with the spirit, the hunger and thirst after righteousness. Man, why do you think we as a congregation are trying to get the whole congregation to study together? Do you realize how much power that is? See, it's a twofold problem. Not only do we edify ourselves, but when you grow, you edify one another. See, the blind can't lead the blind. See, I can't know nothing and tell you something. See, we all got to speak the same thing, build the same judgment. And the only way that I know to do it is study to show yourself approved unto God. That is, that we all must study. And that's the whole purpose of it. Every time you sit down and read two or three chapters of a day, it may have been 2 months ago you weren't reading nothing at all. It may have been 2 or 3 weeks ago, you didn't know how to make a comment. But guess what? Every week that go by, the more comments you're giving, you can tell they're getting better and better because y'all begin to use more scripture. Before you use maybe one scripture. Second, third week, you're using two scriptures. Some of y'all, they just packed full of scriptures. Man, it ain't going to be dangerous in the next 30 or 40 weeks. I ain't going to be able to copy it all. We only giving out one sheet. It may be, it's going to be 10 or 12 sheets because you're going to be theologians. Amen. But I love that because see, you see growth. And that's the whole purpose of it. See, that we can submit. So understand that one word, submit. You can't serve mama and God. You can't serve two masters. Because I'm telling you, brother, it's a fact of life. And you'll tell the truth if you know it, if you examine yourself, what's in you gonna come out. See, when you see people act a fool, when you see people getting angry, when you see people cussing, or when you see people raising all kinds of saying, you say, I don't understand why they're acting that way. I do, the devil in them. It's in them. They haven't been transformed. You know why they've been transformed? Because they have not submitted. Now, you can come to church all you want to and talk that smack. You can talk that smack. You can say, amen. Brother Law, you know you preach. Brother Law, come on. Amen, amen. But you know what? See, God looks high and God looks low. See, God knows, and that's just the law of principle, brother. What's in you gonna come out. It's just a fact of life. So what we have to do and what he's trying to get us to see, there's wars and there's fighting among us. We try to obtain, we have not. We want this, we want this, we want this. See, we live in a world of desire, don't we? It's just a lie. It's just in us. Little babies, you know. See, they can't even talk, but they fuss about what they want. They can't even get it unless you give it to them. But it's just in us. Desire's in us. But you don't let it control you. You control it. See, you don't let the world control you. You control it. Because, see, you got something right here. It's called the Word of God that is causing you to transform. So when these things pop up, you can say, it is written. Do you hear me? It is written. And that's the point that we need to understand, brother. But it starts with what he says here. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Then when you do that, the next word I want you to see is resist the devil. Guess what, folks? He's for real. He's for real. He ain't that little object dressed in a red suit with a pitchfork. The devil may be my son. The devil may be in my family. The devil could be me. We all have sinned, amen. The devil could be you. Amen. The devil may be your job. The devil could be anything. The devil is anything that caused you not to be able to submit. That's that working that he used by controlling us. It's a control thing. That's all it is, a control thing. When you allow people to control, when you allow things to control you, whatever you got, you try to maintain it, whereby you can't submit to God where the devil got control. And like I say all the time, it ain't nothing wrong with having nice things. I believe we're supposed to be blessed. Amen. But those blessings shouldn't rob us of the ability to be able to submit. See, and like I told the brother yesterday in the text, I said, you know, I can't tell you. You know what tomorrow is. You know. The problem is in knowing what kind of decision you're going to make. We know. I know you know. Every one of us knows that this is the Lord's day. Amen. See, you know, I know. The problem is what kind of decision we will make. See, whether we will submit to God, see, or resist the devil, or you give in to the devil. Because both can't win. Either God going to win or the devil going to win. They both can't win. You can't say, well, I'm going to get half to God and half to the devil. Uh-uh. God can't have all of us. He don't want none of us. Amen. He loves to talk about those soils, see, the different types of soils. See, every seed produces of its own kind. That's what we're developing, good gardens, amen. That we bear good fruit. Amen. That's what examination, 2 Corinthians 13:5 is so important. Examine yourself to see where you're in the faith. Every day. Two or three times a day. See, I examine myself and say, Lord, what do I need to keep and what do I need to get rid of? See, someone asked me today, well, Al, where have you been? Why have you been around? I said, I had to break away. Not to pray away. Sometimes you just got to pray away. See? And reevaluate the situation to decide, well, do you really want to go this route? Do you really want to continue this here? Is the best for your spirituality? See what you have to do. And sometimes it's just break away and resubmit yourself and make proper decisions. Because, see, you never want to lose submission. See, that's the reason why the devil is telling a lot of y'all, well, that's Al trying to tell y'all to read. Don't do that. That's what he wants you to do. There's just something you're always thinking of. He ain't got nothing else to do. I'm telling you, that's what he's telling y'all. See, someone came to me in tears the other day. Because, you know, I send texts all the time. I send stuff all the time. He said, you must don't have nothing to do. I said, why? Well, you just always sending stuff out. That's time consuming. And I said, well, yeah, it takes time. They do. But is there a problem? Huh? Well, I'm not going there. But is there a problem? Now, if you don't want to receive it, just tell me. Several people have told me, I'm serious. Several people on Tuesday have told me, take my name off the list. I've got an email saying, please remove me. Don't send us. I've got at least three, I think. But people have told me that. And I appreciate it. At least they're being truthful. Just take me off the list. And I understand that. But I understand where he was coming from. I really do. Because, see, what he said, you see, it let me know, well, anyway, you understand what I'm saying? See, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. Look what he said he would do. He will flee from you. He didn't say he may be. It's a 50-50 chance, but he will. You submit, you resist. Submit, you resist. By the word, resist, well, you're right, 2 Corinthians. 6. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just write that right in your Bible. Because that's what it says. Okay? 2 Corinthians 6:14. See? And 6:14, go there right quick. He talking about don't be unequal. It's light and darkness, right? Fellowship. Right and wrong, right? Light and darkness. Am I right? Y'all see that? See, what you're going to see, now watch this here. See, when you get, as we continue to read, and Leviticus and Leviticus, when they begin to build a tabernacle worship, we already saw a little bit in 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, didn't we? All the laws that he gave for, y'all remember reading all that? How direct and explicit he was in relationship to the laws of what they had to do, what they couldn't do, what they could not do, even the consecration of Aaron, see, in relationship to being the priest, and then what they had to do and how they had to do. So when you begin to see them build a temple and how explicit it had to be with the blood and all that stuff, see, you're going to see that even more. See, I almost use that same concept in verse 16. And when he said, what agreement had the temple of God with idols? See, same way, they could have no idol worship. They could have no form of idol worship, but it had to be done exactly what God had told them to do. For you are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will dwell in them, and I will walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Then verse 17, that's what the point. See, that's what he's talking about, resist. See, come ye out from among them, be ye separate, said the Lord. See that? And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. You may say, what's the unclean thing? Anything that's going to rob you from being able not to submit. Or resist. Forget what, for we live in a terrible world, amen? Amen. But you got to have that mindset to be able to submit, resist. Look at verse number 8, another word, draw. See, how do you draw? See, that's what you should be making right now. I'm going to stop and let you do that. How you draw near to God? Just make some notes for yourself. I know how I draw. How do you draw? Near to God. Make some notes. You know what you're doing. Amen. Hey, if you ain't saying you're doing, you ain't drawing, say so ain't doing nothing. It's but nothing. Tell the truth, amen. Why are you going to sit there and say, I pray, I come to church, I study, when you're telling a lie? Amen? See, it's best to tell the truth what you're doing and then look at the truth, then make the correction. Amen? Amen? So many times we submit, or you say what I want to hear. Ain't what I want to hear because I ain't got no hell, no hell to put nobody in. Amen? See, it's an individual thing that you and I have to do. See, you can't submit to me, you can't resist for me, and you can't draw for me. See, the only thing I can do is encourage you. See, so what I'm saying is, this past week, when you look at that word draw, well, what did you do? Did you go to work to draw? I mean, what did you do? Did you cook some good dinners last week? I mean, what did you do? Was you a good father? I mean, what did you do? In line with spirituality to draw. And like I'm saying, if you didn't do nothing, just say nothing. But that's all right. Because today could be a new day. Amen. Just because you didn't do nothing all last week don't mean you don't have to do nothing this week. Amen. And the reason why I'm saying that, brethren, see, the Bible is personal to me and you. Amen. See, you got to see it personal. You got to make it personal. Because Galatians 6, every man got to bear his own burden. Be not deceived. See, so many times you come to church here and preaching and it goes over your head because it don't apply to you. The reason it don't apply to you because you're just not doing it. You're hearing it, but it don't apply. And the reason why I say that is because you know a tree by his fruit. Why? By the way we act. See, how many times we talk about not forsaking the assembly of the saints together, how important Sunday school is, how important Sunday night is, how important Wednesday night is. You can talk Sunday morning, but those same people won't come back on Sunday night. Well, do they not hear me? I mean, only you who come hear me, and the other don't hear me, or don't hear you, or whatever it may be. See, it's not that, it's that number one, it's no submission that some cause them not to do it, so that they're causing the resist not to happen, and they're not drawing. It's just a fact of life. See, and when you look at your life, see, it's always something is there. That pulling us. Look at it. There's wars. There's fighting among us. See, those are things that pull us from not being what God would want us to do. You understand? But we don't want to see that. You know why we don't want to see that? We don't want to see that because we don't like to be wrong. See, when I told you to write, suggest you write nothing, somebody ain't going to write nothing. That sound bad. Nothing. That's what you did. Nothing. Amen. See, it ain't nothing to be ashamed of, and the reason why, you're still breathing. Now, I pray for you, if you dead, nothing. Amen? And that's the point. Go ahead, my brother. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 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 That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's it. That's it. That's right. That's it. But see, listen to him, brother. It's a mindset things and relationship to understanding what is the will of God. And a lot of times we can't achieve that because our mindset is just not ready. Go meet a Timothy right quick, and then we're going to get back. So in Timothy chapter 4, 13. Timothy 4, 13. First Timothy 4:13. See, he said, till I come. Revelation 2:10, right? Be thou faithful. Give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy. We know that in relationship to the miraculous dwelling of the Holy Spirit, with the laying on the hands of the presbyters, elders. Meditate upon these things, give thyself whole unto them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Do you hear what he's saying? Now, it's that same concept. Now, we know verse 14, we don't have it, but we do have the power of the Word of God. Amen. That we can meditate and grow, thereby, by what we learn, that it may appear to all, that we can edify one another. Take heed unto thyself, and until the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. You understand what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is that when you see what we're trying to do, what he's trying to say, back to James 4, to submit, to resist, to draw, see, we do it for twofold. I told you for twofold. Now, on that we may be edified, that those around that may be edified too. See, in relationship to we are our brother's keeper. But it's like Frazier said, it all begins with a mindset. You got to what? Continue to transform, grow, continue, meditate, continue to do those things in order to be pleasing and acceptable to God. And it's something that we have to do, as James said, through that word drawing. See, now you may say, well, how do I draw? You pray without ceasing, am I right? You study to show thyself approved unto God. You forsake not the assembling of yourself together. See, am I right? See, you study to show yourself approved unto God. You come ye out from among them. You be ye separate. You seek ye first. You look unto Jesus. See, you have to do all these things. Guess what, y'all? The whole 66 books you got to comply with. Amen. To draw, see, draw nigh to God in order for him to draw nigh to you. Go ahead, Terry. Yes. That's right. That's right. That's it. 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 Well, it kind of like this here. This light right here, right? And the Word of God circumference us. That's a protection, right? See, we are protected by the power of the Word of God, by being the light of the Word, because he's the light. Therefore, we're heirs of God and we're joint heirs of Jesus Christ. Now, think about this in a physical sense. See, you've been in light and then mess around and jump out of darkness. See, you've been in light and jump out of darkness. See, you don't realize that until you got kids or grandchildren. And what I mean by that, you may know your room pretty good until your grandchild come in there and leave a car or something in there and you don't know it's there. And it's dark in your room. Amen. And you get up and trip over it. You understand what I'm saying? Because, see, you can't see. See, you don't have no directions in your life. See, so that's the reason why he said continue therein. See, study, understand the importance of doctrine. Have the mind of Christ. Don't be conformed, be transformed. Because you know what? Darkness is right around the corner. See, we're here today not because we've been so good. It's by the grace of God, amen. But the devil, he still is real, amen. So therefore, we got to stay in that protective arm. As long as you stay in God's power, in the Word of God, and do what God tells you to do, brother, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Now, the minute we start trusting the world, the minute we start letting our guard down just a little bit, see, the minute we say, well, I know I missed reading today, I'll catch up tomorrow. See, that ain't nothing but a work of the devil. But if you're having trouble reading three, how you gonna read six? Amen. If you ain't got time to read three chapters, how in the world are you gonna catch up with six? Y'all with me? So when the devil gets your mindset to be just moved just a little bit, see, and you begin to slack off, or you begin to do the things that you don't need to do. See, the devil knows that he got a little bitty hand in the door. Amen. And he ain't gonna stop there. Because see, he began to work on your mind. And we all have been there, amen. See, because then we begin to justify. Don't we? We begin to make excuses. Well, Lord, you know that well, Lord, you know. But Lord, you know I'm gonna do better. The only thing the Lord knows is what's in his book. Y'all understand what I'm saying? He don't know nothing else. Am I right? Have y'all been reading with us? You been reading with us? Gave them a cloud, gave them fire. He gave them everything that they need. But when they transgressed, who did it? Did God do it or they do it? He gave them explicit directions, didn't he? Am I right? Man, when I was reading 31 and 35, I said, man, them some tough laws, boy. He got tough on the oxen, didn't he? Didn't he? Didn't he? Didn't he get tough on them? Oxen are not even free moral agents. They messed up. They had to pay the price, didn't they? Huh? Ain't that something? My, go ahead, Terry. That's right. He ain't happy. Uh-huh. That's it. That's right. That's it. Yeah. Before you go there, let me read. I ain't gonna read all of it. Let me share. Somebody said, I learned that God was specific in his instruction. God supplied the children of Israel a pillar of cloud by day and pillar of fire by night. Read through the Bible that we can see that God dealt harshly with those who disobeyed. Throughout the children of Israel, witnessed the plague, the crossing of the Red Sea, dry land, bitter made sweet water, to name a few. But because of that unbelief, y'all hear what people are saying? Huh? Chapter 32 is very interesting to me. You would think that Aaron would have known better. Ain't that something? There's much to glean from this book. Exodus 13:32, we see that Moses had gone 40 days and nights in the mount, and the unfaithful tell Aaron to go make us gods. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? This is powerful, brother. Amen. Now, you think you got this with you every day? That when you leave it, you can read it over and over, and you can go back. And you tell me the devil is happy? This would change people's lives. If you hadn't submitted, if you hadn't resisted, you hadn't drawn, it's going to make you draw. Amen. Amen. Now, can you imagine when you get 25 of these, a third of these, amen, at the end of 12 months when we have 52 sets of these as a congregation of God's people, amen, am I right? And y'all know what you need to do. Y'all need to pick these sheets up, and y'all see the name by the comment, text them. Don't y'all know how to text? Text somebody back and say, hey, I like what you said. And when you text me, I'm going to text you back and say, me too. Because y'all know I'll text you back, don't you? Huh? But y'all might say, well, that costing me money. Well, that's your money. Mine's free. Well, it ain't free. I pay the bill. But yeah. But I'm trying to get you to see the power of the Word of God. Because the devil for real, folks. Amen. You see what's going on in the church today. I was telling folks a long time ago, folks like your mama, Sister Gertrude, some of the old folks, man, back then, man, folks wouldn't have tolerated the stuff that's going on in the church today. But the church is just going crazy. You get the oligarch sitting last week on compromising contemporary worship. Amen. That you got on last Tuesday. See, so much going on. And then they're trying to justify it. And it ain't going to happen. Go ahead, my brother. Let me put my sheet back on loose. Mm-hmm. Well, you're going through head now. Okay, stop. I don't want you to let the bag out the hat because I want them to read it this week. Okay, don't do that now. Well, see, you're going to tell them. Now, see, I already gave you the breakdown, didn't I, of all the chapters. But see, it ain't going to be no fun if you tell them what's going to happen. Am I right? Now, I know some of you don't read ahead. Some of y'all might be in Deuteronomy. How far for you is. Amen. Some of you may be that far. But I want you to get that far. The reason why, because see, I want you to read together so we can grow together, so we can think together, so we have the same mind, so that when we come in on Saturday, where it may be, you may not have not said no comment. Sit it anyway. We're going to still use it. Huh? We need it. But see, you tell us about, you know, we tape things now, right? They call it, what they call it, Devoing? T-Bowing. What is it? T-Bow? Well, anyway, you tape stuff. Anyway. And then sometimes I come home, and something I really want to see, and they have taped it, and Dar said, well, let me tell you. I don't want you to tell me. I want to see it. Let's just let me tell you the end. I don't want you to tell me nothing, because I want to see the whole thing. You see, and he's trying to get to catch. I appreciate you. But we want to read it. Amen. But see, that ain't the point. See, regardless of what Moses came down, God had already told him, you don't have no strange God before me. Didn't he tell him? They knew. But the main thing, look what God had took them through. They had been Egyptian bondage for 400 years. Am I right? But look at God that took them through. Can you imagine? Cloud by day, fire by night. They knew which way to go. Amen. He put a hedge around them. Couldn't nobody get them. Is that all right? See, he didn't give them. He gave them the best of food. Am I right? Gave them plenty. Then some of them still got greedy. To the point when the hair started up, though, it stopped the next morning. Y'all getting away from James. See what you made me do. But see, that's the power, brother. Right? That's the continuing that we're trying to do. That's what we're trying to do. Because listen, that's the whole purpose of the lesson this morning. There's wars. There's fighting going on among us. Amen. Our members every day. And don't you say yeah, ain't no wars and fighting going on, because you're a liar. Because that's in us, amen. It may depend on how strong you are, how much scripture you may know, or whatever it may be. There is wars and fighting going on among us. But, this is the ingredient that we need to understand. Go ahead, my brother. That's right. Well, that's the nature of people. I mean, that's the nature of people with truth. See, truth separates you. Amen. And what the devil do, the devil use individuals. And then Paul talked about this among your own self, where men arise, speaking perverse doctrines to draw disciples after them. So within our own congregation, within our own family, with our own people, see, you don't expect us to go against one another. And the reason why you don't expect us to go against one another, because number one, if we got all against one another, we're going to go to him or what? Alone. If I sin against you, see, you're going to come to me. If I sin against you, you're going to come to me so we can straighten it out, so we can nullify the problem. Am I right? But see, you get so messed up with the devil and with the sin in your life, see, you don't have no way. See, it's people that don't happen. What the devil do, the devil use Christians to want to destroy us. Amen. See, And that's what he's talking about. See, they can get so angry with you. See, they'll try to dog you out. See, to try to make you look bad and try to bring foul Paul down or to bring this congregation down. See, but that's what truth will do. Everywhere the Bible says it's sharper than a two-edged sword. See, it gets you coming and going. See, it'll cut you. Amen. See, you ever been so much in sin that you know you wrong and then you can't sleep at night? It hurts. Y'all know what I'm talking about? That you just got unrest. And then you don't want to deal with it. So, and in order to deal with it, see, the devil will tell you, well, just deal with it this way. And then you always find somebody who's blind. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Because the blind lead the blind. Wrong lead wrong. And then that day they'll call you, hey, how you doing? And then begin to contaminate or begin to agree with you. Well, you know that is right. Our lives just slow down. You know, I thought I was the only somebody. I thought he would slow down. Right? Amen? Am I right? Well, really, you really don't need to be there. See, that's some old congregation. But see, I'm human just like you human, right? I can sin just like you sin, right? So your religious responsibility, if I sin against you, go come to me, amen? If I hear you, you'll gain the word, amen? I'm sitting here. I'm not perfect, amen? Am I right? You're not perfect, amen? And I know that, amen? So to straighten it out, am I right? What are we going to do? We'll come one toward another. I'm not going to judge my spirit after what you say. Are you a man just like I'm a man, amen? See? But it comes about because, go back to James right quick. See, we don't submit, we don't resist, and we don't draw nigh to him. See, we study, we pray, we don't forsake the assembly because we are continuing thou in. See, we are being our faithful unto death. We are submitting, we are seeking. See, we are drawing so he can draw nigh to us. That's that fellowship that we have, kind of near that we have when we continue in the word. The more we draw to him, the more we draw to him, the more he draw back to us. That's through our mindset of Philippians 2:5, that we may have the mind of Christ. Amen. It ain't going to come, brethren, unless you do the things spiritually that cause you to do it. You don't get it through osmosis. You get it through the power of the word of God. So he draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Then he said, cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart. And then he used the phrase, double-minded. Now what's a double-minded person? A double-minded person is a person that don't know which way he want to go. Go back to verse number 4. When he said, whosoever that's over be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. That is, you can't decide really what you want to do. You're a double-minded. Yeah, you here today. See, you here today, but what did you do all last week? Did you draw? Did you resist? Did you submit to God? Or were you playing with the devil's tools? See, you double-minded. So a double-minded Christian is a Christian who, like Jesus says, he ain't hot, he ain't cold, he lukewarm. He don't know what he want to do. You got one foot in the church and one foot in the world. Or you may be here because, see, your family say, well, you got to come. See, and like I may say, well, daughter, you going to church today, just don't go. See, I can't say that to her. See, she got to, must have a desire to want to be here. When you got to make somebody come in order to make you look good, see, that person got a problem and you got a problem. Amen. See, I tell all the time. See, we need to teach our children why worship is important. Not because you say they gotta come. You my child and you gonna come. Yeah, you need to be a parent. You need to be stirring that do come. But also you need to go back to the word of God and sit down with them and teach them what does the word of God says about worship. And get within their mindset the importance of the first day of the week. And once they get in their understanding, hey, you ain't got to do nothing. They're automatically going to get up and want to come. Amen. They're going to want to have a desire to want to come. But you can't force people to come. You can't force people to do these things. So I'm not going to get here and say, well, everybody ain't responding. Well, if they're not responding, that's between you and the Lord. Amen. I'm just thankful to the ones who are. I'm not going to come to you and say, why ain't you submitting nothing? Well, you know why you ain't submitting nothing. It may be a reason that I don't know. That's between you and the Lord. Amen. Well, two or three of us in the midst, I'm happy. Amen. Amen. That's between you. The only thing I can do is throw it out there. It's the same way. Dad may cook some pinto bean neck bone and some collard greens, sliced tomato, throw it on the table. We all sit down to eat. And then Shante say, well, I don't want this here. I said, well, you don't want to eat. Well, you got to take me to McDonald's. I said, no, I ain't got to take you nowhere. The food's on the table, amen. Eat it. Am I right? She gives me, sometimes me and Darby, she said, I'm sure it's hungry. I said, well, what you want to eat? I just don't know. I said, you want to go to Burger King? I just don't like Burger King. Well, you want to go get a Big Mac? I don't like Big Mac. After about the third try, I said, you want to go? I just don't like that. I said, well, you ain't hungry. Amen. Because if you were hungry, a mayonnaise sandwich with a little black pepper would do good. Amen. Hello? Y'all think I'm playing? Am I right? It's going to do the same job. Let me tell you something. When you get your contentment right, when you understand want and need, see, it's need. It's satisfying a need. Sometimes I hear people say, well, I can't eat nothing unless I have something to drink. Water, drink. Am I right? Good cold glass of water is good drink. Am I right? Here people say, well, I just can't eat unless I got something to drink. Well, don't eat then. Because we ain't got nothing to drink. But some cold water. Am I right? Am I right? Well, see, when you learn contentment, amen. Whatever state you find yourself in, be content, amen. See, everything going to be what? See, that's when you learn how to control. You don't let your body control you. You control it. Amen. But see, we live in a world today. We just got to get this, got to get this, got to get this, got to have it. You ain't got to have nothing. No more than good life, good health, and a reasonable portion of your health and your strength. Amen. But see, we live in a world today. We just got so greedy. We have just got so that some of y'all old school folk, when mama used to make biscuits, you said, mama, we ain't got no meat. You better go meet Jesus. That's all we had. Am I right? Mama made some grits up, had a little flour, made a little gravy. She made two or three biscuits. Amen. Y'all remember that? And we didn't know nothing about no croissants. Did y'all know what a croissant was? Huh? We didn't know about all that stuff, did we? John, you knew. John looked kind of father, but he knew. Back then, we didn't have no Big Mac, did we? Didn't we? We wanted blackberry, we go pick blackberry, didn't we? Y'all remember that? Back then, we had fig trees, didn't we? Pear trees, pomegranate trees, am I right? We used to steal then, back then, didn't we? You know you did go up on your yard and get stuff. You didn't ask for it. You got ran out. Don't get ran out, because you go back again. Y'all remember that? Am I right? How soon y'all forget? You know why you forget? Because you got Winn-Dixie. See? Somebody say, well, make a blackberry. Blackberry who? Y'all ain't know how to make a blackberry pie. Unless you buy it out the store. Am I right? But see, that kind of world we live in. Am I right? But see, all that robs us of the ability not to bear, submit, resist, draw. Draw not him, that he draw not us, so we won't be what? Double-minded. I know that word double-minded. Next week we're going to talk about that word a little bit more. And you look at that word a little bit more double-minded. Because we don't want to be double-minded, do we? Amen. We want to be all in one, one in Christ Jesus. Amen. All right, we're out of time. And we're going to pick back up on next Lord's Day. Now, one more thing. If you don't have all the sheets, I'll be downstairs for a few minutes. Please see me.